I'm Annie.
And I'm Parker.
And you're listening to
WGXC Acra
Hudson
Catskill 90.7 FM.
Amazing!
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today, we will hear from Amanda Lees and Jenny Getty from the Dim the Lights with Amanda and Jenny show on WGXC. They'll be previewing what new movies are in local theaters and what's going on down the aisles. We'll also hear from Mario Johnson, or DJ Hollywood, who started the More Music, Less Violence campaign in the Capital Region in an interview with WOOC. Plus, we have music and the better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate and national headlines from the Public News Service, all on the WGXC Morning Show. And it all begins after the local news, which is next. Stay tuned.
Connection and the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns the blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns the blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Victorian-era Valentines of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Greene Media that the Greene County District Attorney's Office now has in its possession the surveillance footage of the October 30th incident at the Catskill Police Station. In that incident, Catskill resident Jason Jones was allegedly set alight when unidentified police officers used a stun gun on him inside the station. Quote, "We're taking a look into the whole case to see if there's anything to investigate," unquote, Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzione said. Jones's family is also waiting to review the security camera footage, their attorney Kevin Lubrand of the Lubrand Law Firm in Latham said. Stanzione confirmed November 8th that his office had obtained the surveillance recording from police department and that investigators are examining the recording. The contents of the recording could play a major role in how or if the investigation moves forward, the DA said. It is alleged that Jones, 29, entered the Main Street Police Station at around 1:30 a.m. on October 30th. And doused himself in hand sanitizer. Police say he then became hostile, turning on the officers on duty. Jones is currently being treated at the Clark Burn Center at SUNY Upstate Medical Center Hospital in Syracuse for his injuries. Stanzione said his office has been unable to obtain an update on Jones's condition, which was listed last week as serious. Lewibrand, Jones' attorney, said this week that he had no update on his client's condition to provide. The DA's office is not placing a timetable on the completion of the investigation, Stanzione said. Quote, "It's whatever time is necessary. We just do that based on the nature of the information we receive," unquote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union that the Albany County Legislature voted 28-10 November 8th to amend its human rights law to prevent employment discrimination based on hairstyles. Wearing turbans or head wraps is now protected in Albany County. The change came after Democrat Norma Chapman said one of her constituents in the West Hill area of Albany told her that she was forced to remove her head wrap at work and was ridiculed for how her hair looked. Chapman said, and I quote, "I had to bring it to the body because they were being discriminated against through their jobs," end quote. Some Republicans were opposed to the change. Paul Bergdorf said, and I quote, "There is a state law that deals with this, and I think that if this is a problem, it should be amended at the state level," end quote. The legislature had headwear on its mind during the meeting, also approving a measure requiring helmets for residents who ride electric scooters or bicycles with a fine of up to $100. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union.
Larry Rollison is reporting for the Times Union. The CEO of the General Electric Corporation, Larry Culp Jr., has announced his plan to break up the company into three parts, a move that will likely have serious implications for GE's Capital Region operations, as well as the future of the company's historic Schenectady campus, where several thousand people work. Culp, a turnaround specialist renowned for reshaping companies and unlocking shareholder value, announced November 9th that he plans to spin off GE's healthcare and energy businesses as standalone publicly traded companies. That would leave what remains of GE to become essentially an aviation company. The news of the breakup plan sent GE shares up more than 5% to $114 in early trading on the New York Stock Exchange. The stock later settled at around $112.50 by midday. GE shares are up 29% for the year. The impact in Schenectady and in Niskayuna remains to be seen. GE employs between 3,000 and 4,000 people in Schenectady County. GE Healthcare has a digital x-ray machine assembly plant in North Greenbush with 125 workers that will eventually become part of the healthcare spinoff planned for 2023. General Electric Company was formed when Thomas Edison merged his Edison General Electric Company with a competing firm in 1892. It became one of the most important and iconic manufacturing and technology firms in history. Over the next 130 years, the company would make everything from power plants and light bulbs to MRI machines and jet engines. Schenectady has been the company's home since the 1920s. During World War II, 40,000 people worked there. On Tuesday, November 9th, local economic development officials were still in the process of assessing the potential impact of the breakup plan. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Joseph Spector is reporting in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the Federal Trade Commission signed off on the merger of Price Chopper, Marker 32, and Tops Market on November 8th. Price Chopper, Marker 32, and Tops Markets first announced the planned merger in February 2021. Price Chopper Marker 32 is based in Schenectady and operates 130 Price Chopper and Marker 32 grocery stores, employing 18,000 people. Based in Williamsville, Tops Markets operates 162 grocery stores. They are the largest private for-profit employer in western New York with more than 14,000 associates. In Greene County, Tops has stores in Greenville, Tannersville, and Coxsackie. Price Chopper has the store in Catskill. The Federal Trade Commission and the State Attorney General's Office are mandating that the company sell off 12 stores to ensure competition in those parts of New York. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal.
Steve Hughes reports in the Times Union that disputed absentee ballots that may be evidence in a state police investigation will decide who is the next mayor in the city of Rensselaer. Republican incumbent Mayor Michael Stommel leads Democratic challenger former Mayor Richard Mooney by 11 votes after some of the absentee ballots in this fall's election were counted. Of the 212 absentee ballots counted on November 8th, Republican Election Commissioner Jason Schofield said 129 were challenged by one side or the other side. More ballots may come in by the November 9th deadline, and then the election board will examine the challenged ballots beginning 10 a.m. November 12th. Both Democrats and Republicans have made allegations that the other side abused the practice of someone authorizing another person to pick up and submit their sealed absentee ballot to the Board of Elections. As of November 3rd, 53 of the 64 absentee ballots received by election officials from others in Rensselaer came from Republican operatives. State police are currently investigating these allegations and asking anyone with information about election fraud in Rensselaer to call 518-786-2440. Read more about the story in the Times Union.
The Troy Record is reporting that November 11th, Veterans Day, is the latest free fishing day from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "We thank all of New York's veterans for their services to our country and hope that the upcoming free fishing day provides an opportunity to spend time with family and friends or even the chance to introduce someone to the new sport," end quote. He added, and I quote, "This year, anglers can expect expanded fishing opportunities throughout the state thanks to our recently implemented trout stream management plan and take advantage of a catch-and-release trout season on inland trout streams," end quote. The state's new catch-and-release trout stream season opened October 16th and runs through March 31st. During this season, anglers must use only artificial lures and immediately release trout they catch. Read more about this story in the Troy Record.
And the Daily Freeman is reporting that Veterans Day is Thursday, November 11th, and they have a rundown of various services and offices that will be affected. Amtrak will run on a regular schedule Thursday. The banks will be closed. Greene and Dutchess County offices will be closed. Federal offices will be closed. The financial markets are open. Metro North is running on a regular schedule. The Hudson and Cairo libraries are closed. There won't be any mail delivery. The schools are closed. The state offices are closed. And Trailways is running on a regular schedule. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, it will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a temperature high near 58 degrees. It will be partly cloudy Wednesday night with a temperature low of around 31 degrees. And on Thursday, Veterans Day, partly sunny with a high near 55 degrees. And showers are likely on Thursday night, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 46 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
You have tuned into all sorts of creative community voices on the radio, 90.7 FM, on Wednesday, November 10th, including at 10 a.m. the Synth Eclectico show features music from Iran today. Then we head back to Hudson at 11 a.m. for the Hudson Cafe with Maria Manhattan. At noon, we cross the river back to Catskill for the Bedazzled Radio Hour for 2 hours of rock and roll and more from Spike Priggen, live from Spike's Record Rack, his record store on Main Street in Catskill. And we've got Rock and Roll Radio from Pavement, Cabaret Voltaire, and Emmy Lou Harris at 2 p.m. And at 3 p.m., it's time for the Radio Survivor Show, and we hear this week from Andreas Preus about the history of WRAS at Georgia State University. At 6 p.m., it's time for All Together Now with the local news. At 7 p.m., Off the Hook beams in from WBAI in New York City with the Hacker Collective 2600, and they talk about the latest hacking news live and take your calls on the radio on the Off the Hook show. At 8 p.m., it's time for Music from the Masses, and Neva Wartell plays Music Rocking from Africa. And 10 p.m., it's time for All Mixed Up with songs from UC Nador, Courtney Barnett, and The War on Drugs, among others, on the radio at 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Thursday, November 11th. Catskill's Amy Rigby performs at the Colony Cafe with Catskill artist Jen Dubois opening, and Amy Rigby will be playing with Reckless Eric, too. That's Thursday, November 11th at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock, and you can find more about community events on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org.
Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance at gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm Radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, November 10th. Not as cold early this morning. The range is 45 in East Jefferson and 48 degrees Fahrenheit in West Athens. That little bit of rain I said was going to happen last night didn't really materialize. The mountains activated their force field and diverted the vast majority of it all to the north and south of us. So today is pretty much going to be dry, except for a couple of tiny spots, with a high of 59 at 1 p.m. Overnight, it gets down to 30 degrees, so watch for frost early tomorrow morning. Thursday, a high of 55 is expected at 2 p.m. Then Thursday night, the rain will kick on and keep going through Friday, which will have a high of 64. The weekend is looking wet and cool with highs in the 50s. The nearest snow expected for today is 400 miles away in Quebec. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:26 a.m., then high tide at 7:20 a.m., low tide again at 1:35 p.m., and high tide again at 7:40 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 50 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:27 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:36 a.m. Looking way up, we see last night a glancing view of an M2-class solar flare caused a radio blackout over South America. Solar wind speed is currently 440 kilometers per second at 5 protons per million. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for day and fair for nighttime hours. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 40. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Welcome to the Foxy Podcast, bi-monthly show brought to you by Freeform Freakout. The show is produced at KMSU Studios in Mankato, Minnesota. And here on the Foxy Podcast, we try to dig deeper into underground and experimental sounds of the past and present. And welcome to episode number 180 of the Foxy Podcast show. Hope you're all doing well out there, wherever you're listening from. On this installment, I'm pleased to welcome back Graham Lampkin to the show. As some listeners may be aware, Lampkin has appeared on the show multiple times over the years, where we've covered various aspects of his creative output, including his years being in the Shadow Ring, his work running Kai Records, and his various collaborative projects. He last joined me in 2017 when he came to Mankato to perform at a Freeform Freakout event. But with the release of his new deluxe edition box set called Solos, out now on Blank Form Editions, seemed like a good time to check back in with Graham. On this episode, you'll hear my recent interview with Graham, where we discuss different factors surrounding each of the four albums that comprise the Solos box set. We also branch out into his more recent collaborative albums that he's put out in the past couple of years. And in addition to this interview, you'll hear selections from each of the albums discussed, along with a few other recordings that are mentioned throughout. But before we get into those interview segments, I'll get things started off by playing an excerpt from his first solo album that he originally put out back in 2001. It's called Poem for Voice and Tape. This is the opening of part one of that release. Oh,
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
There is no place for any type of violence or that type of language in the political system, and it should not be happening.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre commented on an animated video tweeted by Republican Representative Paul Gozer of Arizona, depicting him killing Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Gozer's office denied he intended to cause harm, and said the cartoon was a symbolic representation of the, quote, policy monster of open borders, unquote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for an ethics and law enforcement investigation. At the Global Climate Talks in Glasgow, Scotland, Pelosi promoted the Build Back Better plan, which she says will create economic prosperity for everyone.
Universal pre-K and child care, child tax credit, family and medical leave, which we hope will stay in the bill, the issue that relates to home health care. All of these things enable families, whether it's dads or moms, but largely moms, to be in the workplace.
A vote on the bill could come next week. President Joe Biden condemned House Republicans considering retaliation against 13 members who voted for the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. 19 Republican senators, including Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, voted for the measure in August. Meanwhile, GOP senators can't count on New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu to join them. He's announced he's not running for the Senate next year, surprising party members who hoped he could win the seat.
I'd rather push myself 120 miles an hour delivering wins for New Hampshire than to slow down, end up on Capitol Hill, debating partisan politics without results.
Former Trump advisor Stephen Miller and Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany are among the latest subpoenas issued by the January 6th Select Committee. A legal fight continues between the panel and Trump over access to his White House records. A House committee examined the ways discrimination limits financial opportunity for the LGBTQ plus community. David Johns is executive director of the National Black Justice Coalition.
Leveling the playing field to ensure that every American has economic opportunity is essential to preserving our democracy. And it's especially important for Black, LGBTQ plus, and same gender loving people, communities, and families who disproportionately struggle economically, often to no fault of our own.
Witnesses called for federal protections for LGBTQ plus people in employment, housing, and banking. Pfizer is asking the FDA to approve booster shots of its COVID-19 vaccine for all adults 18 and over. CEO Albert Bourla had choice words for those who spread false information about the vaccines.
Bad people, they're criminals, because they literally costed millions of lives.
Finally, former U.S. Senator and Vietnam veteran Max Claylin died Tuesday at 79 from congestive heart failure at his home in Atlanta. After he lost both legs and an arm in Vietnam, he credited President Carter with giving him a path in life when he selected him to head the U.S. Veterans Administration. He served in the upper chamber from 1997 to 2003. Cole Hemstreet contributed reporting. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
And welcome to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
Hello out there. My name is Amanda.
I'm Jenny.
Jenny and I are going to tell you about what's showing in the theaters in our area here in the Hudson Valley and Catskill region. Jenny, do you want to kick us off with one of the theaters on your end?
I'd love to.
There's great news for those of us in, you know, a little bit further south. There's the movie theater in Socrates has reopened under new management. It's called the Orpheum Theater now, and it's owned by the same people who own Upstate Films in Rhinebeck. And this weekend, they are playing Eternals, The French Dispatch, and Passing, which is exciting.
Yep. As I told you, I oddly feel a little guilty admitting that I'm kind of excited about The French Dispatch, which is
nothing wrong with that.
The new Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah. I think, I mean, honestly, like, he delivers every time exactly what he says he's going to. And it's really nice to go to a movie that you know is just going to be like, this is a good movie and I enjoyed it. And that's nice for all of us.
It's true. In a world where so many unexpected, horrible things happen, it is, you always know what you're going to get. And that's why he's an easy target now. He's easy to make fun of because you're like, ah, the old Wes Anderson treatment.
Yeah. Give it the old Wes Anderson treatment.
Give it the old Wes Anderson treatment. Use the same font. Let me see it again.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I do want to see it again. Show me that font.
Yeah. You know what? It makes me feel good. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to tell you guys about the movies that are playing this week at Spotlight Cinemas in Hudson, New York. That's the one on Fairview that has the eight screens. I think I've always called it the like Hudson 8 Plex or some
like
variation.
The Fairview 8.
Exactly. So these showtimes, by the way, are on spotlightcinemas.com. And they also they update their Facebook pretty well. But these are the showtimes for Wednesday, November 10th. We have A Mouthful of Air. Never heard of it. The French Dispatch. Clifford the Big Red Dog. Last Night in Soho. Antlers, Dune, The Eternals, and Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Let There Be Carnage.
So if you want to see more about these specific movie times, please head to spotlightcinemas.com and check them out.
I am also going to tell you about the movies at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck, because you can find both the show times and list of movies for both that theater and the new one in Socrates at upstatefilms.org, which is very convenient. And Rhinebeck this weekend, they are playing The French Dispatch and also Spencer, which I'm very excited to see and will probably go, which is the Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana movie, which I hear is great. I'm very excited to go see it.
I know. I'm curious. I just saw an article because I guess in the movie, she has a lady in waiting, I guess, an assistant, they say, who has a crush on her, and people are trying to figure out if that was an actual person.
Interesting.
Very excited.
Or if that was just a little sprinkling of the Kristen Stewart flavor.
Yeah, they just like wanted to like queer it a little bit.
Yeah, totally. Or like, we heard the gays and theys can't get enough of Kristen Stewart, so we'll toss a little something in for them.
Just give them something.
I'm ready. Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
I know. Exciting. So now I'm going to tell you guys about what's playing at the Wyndham Theater in Wyndham, New York. And we've got this. Well, so Wyndham Theater is usually only on the weekends. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are what these show times are for. We have The Eternals again. Clifford the Big Red Dog, and we still have 007 No Time to Die. That's the Wyndham Theater in Wyndham, New York. That's, you can find those show times at wyndhamtheater.com, WINDHAM.
And I'm going to tell you about one other theater, the one in Red Hook, which is my local theater. And we have all of the hits that you're looking for, like The Eternals. We still got Dune hanging in there, No Time to Die, Antlers, which is like a funny horror movie about antlers, I think. a new animated movie called Ron's Gone Wrong. And we also have Clifford the Big Red Dog, a movie which I really thought was going to be fake, but turns out is indeed a real movie.
Oh man, it looks... That CGI makes me uncomfortable.
It's really, really hard to look at.
You know, it's funny... There was a time in the early aughts when CGI was really bad, and now looking back, it feels very uncomfortable, but turns out They're still making stuff like that.
Yeah. And they have so more computers and pixels now. And yet we still, here we are with Clifford the Big Red Dog. Oh, man. But yeah, if you want to go check that out for yourself, it's out there. And you can find out more about Red Hook, the Red Hook Theater, which is also called Lyceum Cinemas, at their very normal website, greatmovieslowerprices.com.
You know what? It was $9. I was surprised.
It's the best. And if you go on Tuesdays, it's $6.
Yeah.
That's why I love it so much.
It's easy to make fun of their web address, but they are great movies at lower prices. So.
It's true. They're not wrong.
And I feel like a fool.
It used to be $5 Tuesdays, and it's, you know, just a sign of our times, but it's gone up to $6.
Inflation, baby.
Classic. But I love them. I mean, I don't love them, but I love the theater.
Yes.
To be very clear.
Complicated.
That was Anne In from sound artist Pamela Z from her 2021 album Echolocation.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Hello, everyone. This is HM correspondent Dulcinea Diggs reporting from the More Music, Less Violence event right in downtown Troy. Today, I'm speaking with Arion, a young artist from Schenectady, New York. Tell us, why is this event powerful?
This event is powerful because it gives a message to people and it shows people that there's more love than a gun. You know what I'm saying? You could turn around and be somebody different and better than just one person holding a gun and just shooting somebody or killing somebody or taking somebody's life. We could all just come together and spread our message all around the world and show them why Troy, Schenectady, Albany, and local is, you know, coming up with everybody else, but as a peaceful place, so that whenever somebody wants to visit from wherever they want, they could come here and know that it's peaceful.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. So, tell us, do you write your own music?
I do write my own music.
And you are how old?
I'm 12.
Oh my gosh.
13. As okay. My mom would say, I'm 12 going on 21.
Oh my, I used to hear that all the time. Okay, so what are some of the ways we as a community can participate in this campaign?
We can participate by just literally just coming together. And what I was noticing with tonight everybody wasn't, like, if somebody stumbled, everybody would be like, yeah, keep going, keep going. Nobody was laughing, ho. He stumbled over his words, so that just shows as a little, you know, event that we could come together and show each other love and what we're doing and what we love as one individual.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And so you're 12, so you're clearly in school. Mm-hmm. Do you like school?
I do like school.
Okay. And what is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject? I would say history.
History?
I love learning about my people.
Okay. And there's more to history than just your people. You know that, right?
Yeah, there's more to history than just my people because history made this world today, I feel like. But my favorite part of history is learning about my people. That's how I should put it.
Okay, I get that. Okay, I hear that. Nice, nice, nice. So how does music affect you?
Music affects me because it shows me who I am as a person. I get my message across to people through music. I express myself through music. So music is me, honestly.
Yeah. So what are you looking to express through your music?
I'm looking to just create my message of being a young kid from a local place that doesn't really, you know, have a lot going on as of right now. And wherever you're at, you can make it out and you could do it. Whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. So that's really just my message as a young, you know, artist coming up.
Definitely. Now, can you tell us, are there any ways that violence has affected your life?
Yes. All right, so violence has affected me, right? That's what you asked? Mm-hmm. Violence has affected me because my dad has been in jail since I was young, so I never really had a father, and I was raised by my single mom. Mm-hmm. So whatever I do, you know, I just always try to resort back to that and shows how I accomplish, you know, out the violence, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, okay. And how can people get a hold of you?
Through Instagram or through TikTok. Through Instagram or through TikTok. The_real, A-A-R-I on IG. And TikTok, Aerie_music, Aerie_music.
Okay, Aerie, do you have any final words?
No, just love everybody and... And you're rocking with your girl, Dulcie and Aerie.
That was cute. Today, I am speaking with Lyft, a.k.a. Lyft Naya. His artist name is Lyft, and he is here to perform at the More Music, Less Violence event. Please, Lyft Naya, tell us, why is this event powerful?
This event is powerful because it's a lot of violence happening around us. It's a lot of gun violence, domestic violence, just emotional violence. Fighting going on, and it's good to see that there's still positivity around. It's good to see that people are still, you know, people still care about safety and positivity in a place where there's a lot of negative things going on. So it's just powerful to know that, you know, people still care.
Okay. And how long have you been making music for?
I've been making music my whole life. So I started out playing drums. I've been drumming since a toddler. Like, yeah, I've been literally drumming since a toddler, like playing with actual rhythm and doing actual things since little. My dad was the first one to put a drum in my hand, and I've been making music ever since. So I played the congas, that's the drum I play, and then from there it just went from a love of percussion to just a love for music, and I started making beats, and then after making beats I went to school and I started rapping. So I was always freestyling, and then I was like, I started rapping, and I could always sing, so it all kind of was in my path. So yeah.
So the last time you and I spoke, you told me that you do not rap with cuss words. How did you manage that?
So I managed it just by trying my best not to do it, and, you know, finding words to do it. But I actually have a song with a curse word in it. So I actually performed it tonight. So now I feel really bad that you brought it up, because I'm like, I really don't do that. And funny story.
Okay, y'all, 98% of the time, this band
is not majority of the time, I don't. I promise.
He was not cursing in his music.
I don't. So now I don't need the curse. Cursing is definitely filler words. The only time I do curse is when I know that it brings across the feeling that I'm trying to portray. That's the only time I'll use it. Mm-hmm. But I don't use it as a filler word or anything like that. I try not to do that. So, mm-hmm. But funny story, my sisters were actually here at the show,
hair at the show, and the song that I performed, they were like, why did you make this song with a curse word in it? Because now we can't sing the parts. My sisters know all the words to all my songs. So they were like, now we can't sing part of the song. So I was like, you know. But it's cool, though. It's. I try my best not to. So I'm working on making better music that doesn't have curse words in it. And if it does, it's warranted. So if you listen to the music, you'll understand why I said it. That's about it, though.
Right. Okay, so what do you showcase throughout your music?
I showcase definitely my love for it. I feel like if you listen to my music and you watch me perform, and you can just see that I'm like just so in love with the music. That's the biggest thing that I want people to see, is my love for it. But to be able to just to see the work that I've put in. I was born with talent, but talent doesn't even get you half of the way. Like, it's definitely the hard work that you got to put in. So I put in a lot of work learning, like trying to master my craft, and I'm not there yet. I haven't mastered it yet, but I'm definitely working toward it. So I show off, you know, versatility. I'm very well-rounded. I can sing, I can rap, I can do any type of genre you can come up with. And then I write music for people. So I write for all different genres. I engineer all different genres. So that all comes out in my music.
Okay. And how has violence affected your life?
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, so in Brooklyn, violence is everywhere. It's all around you. You kind of get sucked into it. Violence has been around me ever since I was a kid. Like, going to school, like, I used to get into fights a lot. I've been jumped a couple of times. I've even, you know, been in the middle of a lot of gun violence and things like that. And I'm not a very violent person, so it's never been something I've been too fond of. I kind of try to stay away from it. I stay inside. I stay to myself. And I don't usually bring violence. Violence is not necessary. It's not necessary. So, but I've been through a lot. I've lost a lot of friends to gun violence. I lost a friend of mine. He was shot a couple months back in New York City. So it's just, there's a lot of violence going around. And I just, you know, I pray that everybody can, you know, find other things to occupy your time with than violence. There's so many other things you could do. And I actually have a shirt that says, there's enough money for everybody. If you could get money, then you shouldn't have to worry about violence. Money should be able to answer most of your problems. More problems than violence can, so.
So, are you insinuating that boredom and not being productive brings violence to us?
It definitely can. If you're not being productive and you're not focused on something, you get sucked into whatever's around you. So if you live in a sucky neighborhood, or you listen to music that talks about it, and you take it the wrong way because you're not being productive, because you're not doing something else to stimulate your mind, you get sucked into anything. You can get sucked in from violence to drug abuse to whatever else you can come up with, and just illegal things. Whatever you could think of, you can get sucked into if you're not being productive. So find something that you love to do and just do it. Just do it as much as you can. That's the best way to, you know, stay positive and stay out of, you know, the violence and all the bad things that could be going on around you.
Most definitely. So how can the public get in contact with you?
On Facebook, Lifnaya Cooper. My first name, LifNaiyah Cooper. And on Instagram, official_younglif, YOUNG.
Okay. And do you have any final words?
Just everybody stay positive, you know, do what you love. And I appreciate you for this interview. As always, a pleasure talking to you.
Of course. Until next time, folks, this has been Dulcinea Diggs.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Down, down, down. Never listen to what I said. He went down, down.
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
are listening,
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 are listening, are listening,
you're listening to 90.7
Vin, Vin,
90.7 WGXC Acre Catskills,
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 today,
East Durham,
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 Catskills,
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 Catskills.